Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Islamic Sharia regarding jihad and warfare has become an important and debatable issue in these days. And it is of paramount importance that we discuss the origins and the objectives as well as the mode of operation of this all-important and paramount directive of Islam. Now, before we discuss the topic under discussion, which is weapons of mass destruction, it is very important to note that in Islam, jihad can only and only be carried out by an Islamic state. Only a Muslim state has the prerogative to carry out jihad. No guerrilla warfare or no Muslim groups can carry out this all-important duty. It has to be conducted, it has to be launched by a properly organized government. Secondly, the other thing which needs to be realized is that jihad in these times can only and only be conducted against persecution, oppression, injustice launched by any other country. Of course, after all, diplomatic means fail. However, it is very important to realize the fact that another type of jihad, which is discussed in the Quran and which relates to a divine practice of God, specifically it relates to people who deliberately deny the truth or intentionally deny the truth, and therefore the Almighty punishes them through the swords of the believers and through His messengers, is something which is specific and specific to the messengers of God. It cannot be related to Muslims of later times. Now, after these important explanations, it is all important to realize the fact that weapons of mass destruction, as the name itself implies, are something which are destructible to the whole mankind, to whole humanity. Even non-combatants are killed. Innocent lives are lost. So therefore, since in Islam it is very important that jihad and warfare, even when waged by the state, and even when waged against persecution and injustice, it must be bound with certain ethical norms. And amongst these ethical norms, the most important thing is that non-combatants or civilians or innocent people who have no part to play in that war must not be killed in any circumstances. So therefore, atom bombs or other chemical warfare which could be instrumental in killing people in a very mass way, they are not allowed in Islam if we keep the spirit of these Islamic directives before us. Even as deterrence, as some people would argue, that we should keep atom bombs as deterrence, even as deterrence, it is against the spirit of Islam to keep them as deterrence, because, of course, deterrence would mean that if the other party of the other country exercises its option for example, exploding an atom bomb, then would a Muslim country in return also explode an atom bomb and kill the innocent people and innocent civilians of the other country? Of course, the answer is in the negative. So therefore, even as a deterrent, it is not a very ethical thing to keep an atom bomb. As Muslims, we must become the advocates and ardent supporters of the fact that all weapons of mass destruction must be destroyed, and no Muslim country, in fact, no country should keep these things in their armory, for the simple fact that they are not just destructive to the army or the battle in which they are used, they are destructive for whole humanity, for whole groups of people, for people who are not even involved in warfare, they get killed because of it. So in a nutshell, weapons of mass destruction should be prohibited, should be stopped, and should be put an end to, and one must not use them in any manner when jihad is launched. Aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.